Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, everybody. Just starting off the show right away to say this is the week, the big week you've been waiting for.
Get your tickets.
Get your tickets. The link is in our bios. You can go to On Location Live. That's what it's called, right, Joelle? And it's this Thursday. This Thursday, everybody, we are doing a live show with Johnny C. McGinley, and I think we've got two special guests now. I haven't even told you. I think the second surprise.
Keep it to yourself.
No, I think this. You know the first special guest. I think the second one I'm going to keep as a surprise for you. I'm going to work it out with Joelle and Daniel, but I want to surprise you with a special guest.
Wow. Well, then all I got to say is be sure to get your ticket.
Yes.
Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. You better hurry. Don't you miss it.
Yeah, go to onlocationlive.com, and it's going to be this Thursday, 9-9. By the way, if you're on the East Coast of the United States of America, it's going to be 9-9 at 9.
9-9-9. Like SportsCenter.
Yeah, there you go. And a lot of you international folks are asking me, hey, I can't stay up that late. Can I listen? Can I watch it the next day? Yes, you can watch it for up to a week after, right, Joelle?
Yes, after it airs.
Just grab it, get a ticket, and you can watch it whenever you want for up to a week after. That's it. Click on the link in our bios or go to onlocationlive.com. See you Thursday.
Can't wait.
How much do you think I need to offer the ice cream truck man to give me some hours off of the melody?
Are you really, is it really an issue like that? Is it truly an issue?
Listen, somebody once said that no is just the beginning of a conversation. And I feel like his insistence on playing Pop Goes the Weasel 24/7 is the beginning of a conversation between he and I.
May I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
If you can somehow get a petition going.
That's a lot of work.
I know,
I'm thinking
but the
more
community...
about like a Chris Pundy. How much time does a Chris Pundy get?
It's not going to get you much. He's going to be like, the reason why I keep it on is because when people walk by, they automatically think, oh, I want ice cream. It's summer.
Right.
Isn't New York hot right now?
It is, bro. But I think we could come to some sort of arrangement. Like, how about you play it at the top of the hour?
Right.
For 5 minutes.
Pop Goes the Weasel. Bam. Everybody, come and get it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you're parked there all day, you don't keep it on a loop. I'm worried, frankly, about the entire neighborhood's sanity.
I feel like the real solution is get him additional songs.
You want?
Yes, that's a good idea, Joel.
you need an alternating music stuff, so it's just not.
What would be other song? What are in the ice cream truck? What's in the catalog for ice cream trucks?
The catalog of ice cream trucks.
We're gonna make a whole new lane.
I don't know, but I don't understand. I have so many questions. Like, does his rig have other songs?
He's just choosing Pop Goes the Weasel.
He's sitting there like, hey, let me see. Coming Around a Mountain. No.
It'd be great if he had some of our songs, like, well, what you trying to get into, but in that ice cream truck bell, like. Yes. Yeah, that would be amazing. I'm sure
a lot of sound people get on it.
I'm sure I'll eventually zone it out. You know, like I grew up next to a train track, and you know, eventually after a certain amount of time, you never even hear the trains. And when you occasionally did, it was kind of nice. I'm thinking that maybe you know, I just moved back to New York. I haven't been here since before the pandemic, and I'm thinking that eventually I'll just zone out, tune out Pop Goes the Weasel. But so far, I'm very aware of Pop Goes the Weasel at all times. This is a torture technique they use on people.
Yes. We gotta call Homeland Security.
Do you know the actual lyrics to Pop Goes the Weasel? Have you gone into the rabbit hole yet? Have you been like, all
no,
right,
but I got
now.
Binoculars and I stare at the truck. And I'm like a hitman. I stare at the truck. And when I walk by sometimes, I look at the tiny little wire that goes to the PA, speaker.
Okay.
I see how easy it would be to clip. You know, if I had like some head shears, I could just sort of reach and get it.
Well, now you can't do anything because you'd be snitching on yourself. If anything happens to this poor guy's ice cream truck now, people are going to be like, Zach Braff did that shit.
No, I'm going to be like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to snip that fucking wire and then I'm going to leave him a crisp hundy in an envelope and say, this is for wire repair. Come get some ice cream. Come get some ice cream. You want some fucking ice cream? I know you fucking want it. You want that fucking ice cream?
Come and get it. Come get some ice cream. I do like
it. I like it.
That could be a fucking rock ballad. Just power chords. You fucking want some ice cream. You fucking want some ice cream. Come get some ice cream.
I'll drizzle hot chocolate on it.
All around the mountain. All around your ice cream. I'll dribble chocolate on it. Come get some ice cream.
Yeah, all right, we've taken it too far.
These are baked thoughts.
Hey, I miss you. I love you both. We don't have Daniel here today, everyone, so no one will say...
Zach, I love you.
Oh, sorry, wrong button.
You honor me. You honor me.
I've had a lot of technical issues already. You had technical issues in the beginning.
Yeah.
And Daniel's not here.
I know. Mm.
It's
a sign.
It's interesting.
I bet he's probably riding that pole right now, trying to get some money. How about your boy DaBaby? He came crashing down this week,
what
huh?
I haven't even paid attention to what he said.
DaBaby decided to go full like horrible homophobia.
Yeah, I heard that.
I saw today. He's finally like, someone got to him, and he's like, I apologize. I didn't even see what he said, but like he was
two
doubling
shows
down.
Canceled on him.
Everybody was canceling. Dua Lipa took the fucking song, the number one song that they have together, mm-hmm. down.
Lollapalooza kicked him off. They were like, you can't perform here anymore.
I don't know anything about DaBaby other than that song I've been listening to for like a half a year with Dua Lipa. And I like it when he goes Dua Lipa with DaBaby. But I never knew anything about him. And man, did he fucked up. He stepped in it. And he didn't even apologize, really, until someone got to him and said, bro, you're losing all your shows.
That's a half-assed apology. Let's be real. He was like, I needed education, and nobody was there for me, bro.
Education? It's 2021, dog.
You can use education as a tool to not re-offend, but you cannot use education as an excuse to have originally offended somebody. Like, and it's ridiculous. Like,
you can't believe what he said, Donald. I'm not even, listen, we don't censor ourselves on the podcast. I'm not even going to repeat what this fucking dude said at his concert. You got to read now, it. And it's so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Was this just out of nowhere? Was this just like a non sequitur moment? It was like, really?
He just started saying the most homophobic, insane shit at his concert. And I don't know what kind of education he needs to learn that that's horrible to say. And then did you see his first attempt at an apology, Joel? It wasn't an apology. It was like, it made it worse.
What did he say?
Just so disappointing.
Basically, he was saying like, gay people love my show. They know, I'm trying to say it without saying the shit he said, but he was like, they don't.
He basically said they're clean and they don't have.
Yeah, basically he was
any
saying
STDs.
Basically, he was saying all this horrible stuff about gay people and AIDS, and then in his apology, he was like, "My gay fans know what I'm talking about. They don't have AIDS. They're clean. They're not like that."
What?
Yeah, that
is quadruple.
By the way, I'm making it even better for him. Like, you got to. I don't really want to talk about it on the show because I don't want the words to come out of my mouth. But read what this fucking dude said.
Wow.
Dua Lipa with the baby. I can't listen to that song anymore.
Really? But you can listen. Yeah. Okay. That's done.
I'm going to listen to the original Dua Lipa. Don't worry. I know you're an avid listener, Dua Lipa. Right. I'm going to listen to the one before the remix.
Keep her on board.
Yeah, I like Dua Lipa.
Yeah, man. For real.
Should we get into the show, baby?
We should totally get into the show. I do miss you.
No, you don't. I don't feel it.
I don't feel it either from you. Okay.
I've been lifting. I've been staying big for you. I found a gym.
Where are you going?
I'm not trying to tell you.
We'll edit it out, Dick.
I'll tell you off the air, twat ears.
We'll edit it out. Well, now you're taking my shit. My shit was so good that it's no longer mine.
I got people on my Instagram calling me T-ears, and I don't know how I feel about it.
No. Oh, no. Don't do that, guys.
By the way, T-ears is really tears, and that's what I feel inside when you call me T-ears.
All right, let's get into it.
Joelle, did you hear our Time 100 thing Donald and I did?
I saw that you did it. I haven't had a chance to listen
to
it yet.
Joelle,
I'm sorry, my mommy's in town. I haven't listened to it.
Don't worry about it.
I just can't believe, I just can't believe that people close to us don't even listen to our shit, Donald.
I didn't listen to it.
The woman who brought me into this world is demanding my attention for a full
week.
Well,
she slid into my DMs, that woman, so you tell her.
She sure did. I confirmed it with her. She was like, yes, it was me. Did I do something wrong?
I turned off my DMs, by the way. I don't want to hear from anybody ever again.
Why?
That seems reasonable.
Because stupidly, I was bored, occasionally, and reading DMs from strangers, which are 99% wonderful. And those of you who used to DM me, I love you and thank you. But occasionally you'd read a troll and it was like putting me in the worst mood. And I was like, why the fuck am I reading this? Like, why am I reading this? And I have to, it's like a cognitive behavioral thing. I have to like remove the thing. Yeah. Like, otherwise I will still do it. I'll be sitting there pooping going, I'll check stranger DMs. And then I'll read, I have to remove the thing.
Right.
So I just turned off the ability for people I don't follow to DM me. I'm sorry. Some of you were delightful, but we'll just be imaginary friends.
That's how I gain weight, dude, man. It's like I'll buy a bunch of junk food and I'll look at it and I'll be like, the only way this works is if I remove this from the house and then I'll eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I eat
exactly.
it. And it's like, now that it's gone, I'm good. And then I'll go out and get it again.
That's a cognitive behavioral technique. You remove the thing that's causing you harm. I never have sugar in the house. I just can't. I'm a crack addict with it. Although it's funny, it's harder being in New York as opposed to being in LA.
It's everywhere.
Delivery app you use, Postmates, Uber, it's here in 2 seconds. So like you can be like stoned here. Like I want Ben and Jerry's. The other night I was like, I needed Ben and Jerry's, right? So I go on the app. And I'm like, 3 pints of Ben and Jerry's, right? Guy rings my bell. I go, okay, you can just leave it in the elevator. Thank you so much. I buzz him in. Elevator comes up. There's just 3 stacked pints of Ben and Jerry's in the elevator.
That's just like Benson, dude. That shit is like Benson. And you just, oh my God, That shit is just like Benson, but it's like,
but it's,
but you don't even, but no contact, with no contact Benson. Like, that's what it feels like. Put it in the elevator, and then the elevator. It's like when you're sick in bed and you ring the bell.
Yes.
And they slide it under the door, so there's no.
Yes, dude. But dude, it's here in seconds because everything's right around is New York City. Right. So it's like my ice cream took the elevator up alone. All right, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
This shit was hilarious, shit, by the way. Season five really is good. The funniest season, yeah, so far, right?
I think I have to say
that season five, I know we talked about it being slightly wackier. I think it's the funniest season so far.
So far, yeah. So far, it doesn't have the most heart, though, so far. Even with Judy and the baby and everything like that. So far, season five doesn't have the moments like seasons 1 through 4 have had where...
Dude,
you're gonna cry.
I think there's some, and we'll get there. And by the way, I'm just judging by how many notes I take, Donald. Mm. Like, I take notes obviously when I laugh or when I think something's an interesting conversation for the fans that are listening and for us. And I just find season five, I'm taking like 5 pages of notes. We won't even get to all this
stuff.
We're
not going to.
Because I'm going, that's hilarious. Yeah. That's so funny. Oh my God, that was great. What the hell? You know, and I'm just I can only judge by the anecdotal evidence of how many notes I take that I'm personally finding this season to be so fucking funny.
Right, I'm laughing out loud. Pretty much every 30, 40 seconds, I'm laughing. There's a laugh, there's a chuckle, there's a laugh, or I do Julie's favorite line. That's so funny. That's actually pretty funny.
By the way, you know, people have pointed out that we say that's so funny, or at least I do definitely, on this podcast all the time. And... I think you do too.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's definitely a comedy writer thing because they're around humor so much that often they're sitting in the room and they're digesting someone's joke pitch and they'll be like, that's very funny. That's very right. funny. But they're not necessarily laughing because they're kind of just
they're analyzing it. That's why.
Right. I wonder if that came you're doing your own writer's room now, so you know. But I wonder if that came from Bill in the writer's room. Of people being like, digesting someone's funny pitch and being like, yeah, that's very funny. That's very funny. And then, well, why the fuck aren't you laughing? Because I'm thinking about it. I'm digesting it. But I do that all the time on here. Like, I may have laughed when I watched it on the show, but then you remind me of the joke, and I'm like, yes, that's very funny. That's funny. But it's funny. People have pointed out to me, like, you know, you say that's so funny all the time on the podcast, and that's the thing your character hates about Julie.
Anyway,
Mandy's great. I have to say, she did such a great job.
I'm going to say,
I wish we had her on now. I'm sure she would have come on because you know we're friendly, and I could have asked her, and I didn't. But maybe we'll have her on another time. But
special episode.
You can't say she's not a good comedian.
No,
she was
hilarious. Very funny. She was very funny. She did. The pratfall with the fucking popcorn. I'll make more.
I love the character of like a beautiful klutz.
Right.
That's just so silly.
Her falling off the deck. Let's get into the show, dude. Let's get to the show. We're going to talk about
the deck.
Who built the deck, dude? First of all, you bought a half acre with a girl. Let's build just for the audience.
A girl I barely know. Right. Like, it's brand new. It's one thing to be like, oh my God, let's get. You know, I don't know. Let's buy something small together.
Right.
Like, that's a big enough step. This isn't even cohabitation yet. Right. But this is like, oh, let's buy a plot of land together, which is really weird.
Very weird. And then let's just build a deck on it.
Well, all we can afford, I assume, was the deck.
Who built the deck, dude?
Well, I hired a contractor, I'm sure. I don't know that anyone in the history of the world has ever said, hey, I can't afford the house yet, so let's just build a front porch.
Already, the show starts off already, and you're like, "All right, this is out there already." And then
can you imagine? Can you imagine there's a plot of land next to your house,
and it's empty, and somebody comes and builds a deck.
What the fuck are you doing, dude? Right. Just we talk about it in the show. The neighbors automatically, the next door neighbors fucking hate you, but you play poker with them. They invited you to poker, but they hate you.
Yes.
They hate you.
And then on one side, they offer to sell me their baby. What neighborhood is
Where
this?
Where do like, you what live? Right?
On one side, they're like super yuppies, right? And on the other side, they're like trying to sell me their baby.
Right. It's Van Nuys. Yeah, totally.
Does that sound like Van Nuys? It was exactly definitely Van Nuys. It was probably Valley Village where we shot it, I imagine.
And then...
Yeah, Van Nuys is probably more accurate. And then Mandy does a very, as you said, Donald, a very funny backwards fall off the deck that there's no way she did, because that's a definitely dangerous stunt that a stunt woman did.
Sure.
Because that's how you break a spine if you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Absolutely.
Because that woman, whoever she is, I mean, obviously she hit a mat, but she went backwards in a chair off a deck, which is totally dangerous.
Yes. Yes.
All so you could laugh, people that are listening.
Well, the tag was great also. I ate, what did she say? I ate glass.
Oh, did she say? So, or like there's glass in my eye or something.
There's
glass
like that. Or something like that. Anyway.
By the way, JD doesn't even get up to help her. What the
he
fuck?
He just sits there.
Can you imagine your lover falls off backwards off a deck and you don't get up? He just sits there. Like
that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare of mine. But that's not even when the opening starts.
Oh, it's not?
No, there's so much more. So Carla...
I know this cold open.
It's long. It's so long. Carla really wants a baby, right?
Yes.
And somehow she upsets the janitor.
Yes. Now, everyone cringes when they hear the period. All the men cringe when they hear... And it's true. I must admit, it's so immature, but I think whenever a period does come up, I sort of cringe a little bit, and I don't want to know too many specifics. In fact, when Casey was filling us in on how the whole tampon thing works, I don't even know. I don't even know a lot of that, like the disposal, the removal. I don't really know too much. I'm a fake doctor, and my knowledge around the menses cycle is limited, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how I tune out when that shit happens. That's how.
Yes.
If ever Casey doesn't want me to jump on top of her and wants a sex break, all she has to say is, "I got my period," and I'm like, "Oh,
yeah,
yeah." That should last.
She's probably lying.
Sometimes that should last 3 weeks, guys.
She's probably lying. Casey's had her period for 7 years. So the janitor wants to develop a baby with gills that he can go treasure hunting with.
Yes, in the near future. Yes.
And then Judy Carla upsets him, and he says, "I swear on my unborn fish baby's life."
Yes.
She will pay.
Yes. Yeah.
I forgot. What did the janitor do to piss off Judy, Carla?
He was talking about how he wants to have kids and made her... No, am I wrong, Joel?
Yeah, it's the hot nurse.
No, later on, he does that to get back at her. That's how he makes her... That's how he makes her pay.
Oh, yeah. His revenge is that he says that you look like young Carla.
But I think him making her wanting to get pregnant so trivial... that upsets her.
I forgot what, you know, usually we watch this. I watch this right before we go live, but this week, our schedule changed a little bit. So I'm a smidgeon rusty of all the things.
Yeah, we watched this last week. That's why I don't remember. Yeah.
Scott Rabideau, my stand-in, has a line. We always love that. He's the one who says, "Yo, Glassman." Now, what is Glassman? Is that a thing in basketball?
So when you rebound off the backboard in the NBA, it's made of glass. Yeah. If it's in a gym, usually the gym backboard is made of it's glass. Like, okay. So
that's a real term, glass man.
I mean, yeah, sure. It's a great nickname for somebody who is like, you could call somebody Windex in the NBA, and that's a good nickname because they clean the glass. You know, they clean the boards off the glass. You know?
So that's a regular thing that good rebounders have, nicknames related to glass.
Yeah, so like Mutombo was Mount Mutombo because he could block the shot. You know what I mean?
That's not related to glass.
No.
What was Dennis Rodman? So was it glass related?
No, he was the worm because he was slippery and could get to the he could get a rebound easily. Like Glass Man is like, it's not a bunch of like, you don't use it for everything. I just use that as another version of what glass is, what glass means.
You know who used to often break the backboards before they made them unbreakable? A young man named Daryl Dawkins.
Yeah, he had a bunch of nicknames. What were those nicknames? Do you know?
The Chocolate Thunder.
Yeah, baby.
And Glassbreaker.
No, Dr. Dunkenstein, I think, was one of them. Dude, he passed away. No,
I don't know whoever decided. He did.
God rest his soul.
I don't know.
Daryl Dawkins.
I don't know whoever decided in the NBA to stop having the backboards be breakable. But when I was a child, that was very. I used to go to Nets games because that was my father loved it. I had zero interest. I was just like the snacks and Duncan, the mascot. I'd always be looking for Duncan. And my father would scream, and it would be embarrassing, and that was the experience. And I'd get ice cream. But I do remember how fun it was when Daryl Dawkins would break shit.
Yeah. He did it a couple of times. Shaq did it a couple of times, too. There are a few players that did it. Michael Jordan's done it, but not in the NBA, but like at a charity game. Anyway, so let's get back into the show.
Let's talk about Mick Head.
No, wait.
Okay.
Turk wants to eat ribs while having sex.
Yes. That sounds like you. You might like
that. No, I don't want to eat ribs. That's too messy.
But you love ribs and you love sex. It feels
like
two things combined.
I love both of those things.
It's like, remember those old school Reese's peanut butter commercials? Like, you got your peanut butter and my chocolate. You've got your chocolate and my peanut butter. Do you remember those commercials?
Yeah. You know who would love
it? It's like you. You love ribs and you love sex with your wife.
Yeah.
It seems like perfect for you.
I do. It does. Okay, Mickhead kills his wife, though.
Okay, now a lot comes out of Mickhead's character gets a giant jump forward in this episode. We learn that his wife was killed.
Yes.
And he's a person of interest, but he's also got a sexy nurse on his lap, so he's not really mourning.
No, and she died like a week ago.
No, yeah. And then later, he does get dragged away by the cops.
But, there's also him trying to convince Julie to hide the hammer for him.
Yes, poor innocent Mandy Moore is taking the hammer and being like, sure, I guess I can hide this for you. So he did it. I mean, I remember it being a bit nebulous if Mickhead was the killer or not, but this is pretty clear that he did it. I mean, why is he asking Mandy Moore to hide his hammer?
I think he totally did it. I think he totally did it, but it doesn't stick, I guess. Maybe he gets off
somehow. Yeah, because he's back.
Yeah.
He gets off somehow. Yeah. I know why, because Mandy Moore's fingerprints are all over the hammer.
Right. Well, didn't you wipe it down, though? Didn't you wipe the hammer down with your sleeves?
Yes, I did with my scrub top.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back after these quick words. We'll be right back. No, don't panic. Don't come, hey, you. Be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men. How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So the gynecologist is so
he's
hot.
He's so handsome. And
he's, by the way, he's a very handsome man.
Right.
And I have to say that sometimes, of course, as we all know, people that are this beautiful aren't always the best actors. I thought this guy did a very fine job for being a character whose sole purpose is, oh my goodness, you're so handsome.
Absolutely. And he comes back. He's on the show. He comes back on the show a couple of times.
Okay, well, it's a very funny runner. Jordan is obsessed with getting pap smears. She says she has a lot of pap.
Yeah.
Because she, I understand it, a pap smear is not a comfortable thing.
But she's
right,
gone quite a few times.
It is not. 11 yeah. times yeah. in a month. Yeah. I was like, Jordan,
but
chill.
But Elliot's really... gone quite a few times also.
Oh, my God. Is Sarah Chalk, by the way, I texted her after I watched this because we were texting about something else. And I said, by the way, I hope you're not getting tired of me saying this, but this fucking episode, dude, you are so funny.
Yeah, her and Judy were great in this episode.
Of course. It's, we should mention that it's Judy's episode. We tried to get her. I don't know what to come on. What happened, Joelle? She ignored us? Judy does not even...
This happened last time, too, where I think maybe, like, I emailed her and she's like, oh, I just didn't see it. So hopefully that's the same case.
Oh, well, we got to have Judy on. We got to get Judy on the season. Anyway, this is the episode that Judy, because Judy's always so great on this podcast. We want to have her back. But anyway, this is the episode. It's called Her Story 2. It's the time that Judy does the narration. What are you laughing at?
Because of what you just did.
I swear, I'm not. I'm just, I happen to be in a good mood. Do you, are you annoyed by my serotonin?
No, I'm not annoyed at all. I'm very happy to see this.
Zach, okay, I love enough. You.
All right.
All right, so look. So
it doesn't last long. If you want to do this in an hour, I'm sure I'll be
I can't. I got to go back to my writer's room.
Okay. I was kidding. It was a joke.
Okay, so no. Listen.
Zach, I love you.
Carla turns into Storm. That shit was hilarious. When the janitor says, you know who that is? We should go back. So the guy's handsome. The girl's really handsome, too. She did a great job.
Nurse Martinez.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when the janitor says, you know who she reminds me of? That reminds me of a young Carla. And then Judy turns around and Carla turns into Storm.
Yes.
That shit was fire,
and
dude.
Now, wait, who's Storm? I mean, I knew it was a Marvel thing, right? Or a DC
thing. Of the X-Men, she is the black female, like, head of the X-Men. Sometimes she's the leader, but oftentimes she's sort of just like a main dude's right-hand lady. But
she's totally dope. She's awesome. She's also a queen from
Africa.
Who
plays her in the...
Halle Berry plays her, and I don't know who the young...
Oh, Halle Berry.
I don't know who the young lady is that plays her now, but Halle Berry played her originally. Anyway, okay, but
I've never
look,
seen one
dude,
of
oh man, they're
I've never seen an X-Men movie. Don't yell.
They're
at me.
They're not the best. The Logan is really good, and Days of the First X-Men. What is it? First Class. That one's fire. X-Men First Class.
But you heard Michaela Cole might be playing her in the new Black Panther,
right? Because that was what I was about to say. Because she connects to Black Panther.
She's an incredible.
Yeah, the two of them. The two
actress.
Of them are. Yeah, dude.
So great,
dude. Yeah,
she is incredible. I'm so happy that. I hope she gets her big Marvel or whatever it is payday because she's a fucking extraordinary talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Judy
dude,
did
she
it,
she shattered. By the way, the effects of this were really well done. You know, Scrubs. We weren't a big VFX show.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we did them, they looked meh, like that butterfly. But this was really well done. You shattering looked great.
Yeah, I remember this. I remember shooting this episode. I remember at the end when Mandy runs is over in the corner crying. I remember my point of view from it. I don't remember ever watching this episode, but I remember shooting it. And to see the opposite side. I remember us standing there and making jokes while the two girls ran over. And I remember that the camera was over there. And to see all of that was crazy. You know why I remember it, too, because of, you know, one of my most favorite action stars ever in any movie. I talk about, you know, Billy Dee Williams more than I should. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you don't. In all seriousness, it was very significant for you. You said when in the Star Wars universe, there was this African-American hero, right? And it really like, it puts you, you well, felt.
There was a black guy in Star Wars is more like it. And the fact that he just spoke, you know, Billy Dee's African-American, that was dope too. But just to finally see a black face in Star Wars was amazing. And also not just that, he was also freaking like one of the dopest pilots in the universe. And then when Harrison Ford's character is removed, they use him as that character to show you that it could work, you know? And that was really dope. You know, like a lot of people, we don't talk about that enough, to be honest with you. They remove the Han Solo character and in place is Lando Calrissian. And you learn to love this character. By the end of the movie, you're like, dude, I love this dude. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. And that's really important. And it was a black guy. And they don't really talk about that enough. And George isn't given enough credit for that also. Because when Glenn Turman was on the show, he told us that story of how he was up for Han Solo. And the reason why it didn't work was because, you know, there's going to be a white Princess Leia. And America's not ready, or the world's not ready, I should say, for that. Mm. And he really, you know, showed, yo, you could be ready for it if you really just not close your eyes, but if you really just fell in love. I don't know how to put this, man. If you really just, he put it in the movie and it made the movie 20 times better. Also, like, just look at the things that Billy Dee Williams does in this show, where he get his reaction to me going Lando Calrissian. If you watch The Empire Strikes Back, he has so much expression in the movie and gives so much freaking, his performance is masterful. You know what I mean? It's one of my favorite movies ever, obviously, you can tell. But to have him on the show and to have that performance and to know that, you know, this could work, you could have a black action hero, somebody who does all of the things that the white guy does, you know, to have that in that movie and then to have him on the show was just like beyond incredible. So my reaction is sincere. That's not me acting. Yeah. That's me fucking,
no, we know.
For real, screaming at the fact that I'm in a scene with Billy Dee Williams, a.k.a. Lando
Calrissian. Now, if I was directing this episode, I would have made sure to hide him from you. Did they hide him from you?
No.
Did you see him?
He was in our face. He was in my face the whole time. You know what I mean?
I was just seeing that Quentin Tarantino hid, what's his name, that amazing German actor who played the Nazi in Inglourious Basterds?
Oh, crap. This is annoying.
He's German, or
you look it up?
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, Christoph Waltz.
Hans Landa.
Yes, isn't he German? Am I right?
Yes.
Anyway, he's an extraordinary actor, and I was read on the interwebs recently that Tarantino didn't include him in rehearsals because he didn't want anyone getting to know him. He wanted him to come on set in his fucking Nazi uniform and scare the shit out of everybody. And I just thought that was really cool. Wow. Austrian German. Yes. Billy Dee. So there he is. It's a seminal moment for you. I just wanted to finish what you said by saying what a beautiful paragraph for the case for inclusion of all different types of people in the superhero world, because little boys like you grow up going, I see myself. I mean, it's the ultimate articulation of that. You seeing Billy Dee in a movie and having it make you want to become an actor and making you feel like you could achieve your goals. That's really fucking awesome.
Yeah. The only thing that for a while I was pissed off that he was a two-bit hustler, but hey man, that's cool. Sure. I remember being so mad and so caught up in the fact that he was a two-bit hustler. But when you think about it, so was Han Solo. You know what I mean? It's like there was the same character, but because Billy Dee was that, you know, it's the same story arc. But Billy Dee even comes in, you know, Lando even comes in as a noble man. You know, he's the leader of this big ass city. You know, we're getting so off topic, but
I know, I don't care. Listen, that's our specialty. Listen, let's get back to it and say, there's so much going on in this episode. There's the sex gong. I mean, think of things in this episode. There's like 10 things that people love about Scrubs that we get referenced. There's including Lando and the deck. There's the sex gong.
Yeah, buddy.
And now you have extraordinary hearing. Oh, that's by the way, this was so funny. By the way, this was so funny when Mandy Moore, who's, you know, up to this point was known as sort of an innocent actress and an innocent singer, that we had her banging on the fucking wall to fake like she's having sex. And she goes, shut up and take it, you stupid bitch. That was hilarious. I remember even thinking at the time as her boyfriend, I remember thinking like, yes, Mandy, go for it. That was awesome. That was hilarious. And now you have incredible hearing. Yeah, wait, okay, don't get to Tay yet. You have incredible hearing. I ring the sex gong and you go, yeah, buddy.
That's my dog. That's my
And it's
dog.
Back at our old apartment.
Then
Carla has the voiceover, obviously, as we said, and then she disses you somehow, and I go, don't listen to her, Brown Bear. Your body's fierce, like Tay Diggs.
Like Tay Diggs.
And that became, I don't know if I improv that or not, but that became—
That was totally improv, dude.
That became a running thing of me to this day, when you look good, saying you look like Tay
Diggs.
Tay
Diggs, baby. Sometimes I told Tay Diggs about this shit. He laughs about it. He thinks it's funny.
Of course. Why would Tay Diggs not love the fact that we're using him as an icon of a handsome man?
He is handsome. Still.
He's not Donald Faison. Yes. No offense, Tay.
Dude,
he's not Donald
Faison. Come on,
buddy. Joelle just let out.
Come on, buddy.
Joelle just let out. Oh, yes.
I'm going to keep it 100. Listen, I'm going to keep it 100. Okay. I think I'm a handsome man. Like, look, come on. I still got a baby face, right?
Yeah.
But
so beautiful.
That is one handsome dude. Him, Idris Elba, them two is handsome. That's like handsome, handsome.
Yes.
But it's all if you, that's if you like really hot men. I like my men a strong 8 with a dad bod. You, baby. Yes. You.
Thank you. I love you so much, man.
I don't want Idris Elba. I don't want to ride Idris Elba and Yell Eagle. I want to ride you.
Oh, you make me blush.
Although if Idris Elba was like, get on, you're riding me. I'd be
all
like,
right, let's go. Here we go.
Just once real quick. All right, so okay, so then Tay Diggs. Okay, now I apparently was, JD was called Joanna until he was 3.
Yes.
We learn?
Yes.
And we also learn that Jordan says something very outrageous, that they're at the bar, and she says, one of those boys could be the baby I gave up in high school.
Yes.
Which is one of those Scrubs one-liners that might just zip by you and you don't really do the math and figure it out. But she's saying that she can't flirt with one of those boys because there's a chance he's one of the— it's the son.
That's why she doesn't go. There's a certain age that she doesn't go below.
Because she doesn't know whatever happened to that child that she gave up in high school, and she doesn't want to ask. That is so dark. But the hardest I laughed the whole fucking episode when Sarah, somehow reveals.
When
she reveals that she's a little bit bisexual.
No,
and
she gets
goes,
drunk.
Do you like jazz?
Only when she gets drunk. Only when she gets drunk. When she gets drunk, she loves to be a lesbian.
Oh, my God. Dear listener, if you want to know what makes me laugh, go watch this episode and watch Sarah drunk in the bar, leaning on the bar, going, so, Carol, do you like jazz?
Yeah, I do. Oh, really? How much do you like jazz?
Yes. I videotaped that shit. I videotaped it off my laptop and sent it to Bill and was like, he goes, why are you sending me this? I go, because how fucking funny is it? Sarah playing someone who gets by when they're drunk, hitting on a woman named Carol, asking her if she likes jazz. And Sarah's face, she's like, so, Carol, do you like jazz? And then the woman nods and she goes, you do?
How much?
How much? For some reason, that's the funniest fucking shit in the whole episode to me.
I snorted just now. That's how funny that shit was.
I'm crying. I literally went back and videotaped it on the screen to show Bill. Okay, so let's go.
Hold up. Before we get to the intervention, we got to get to this meme I've seen, or I've seen the scene either on YouTube, but somehow it popped up on
The Hangovers.
The Hangovers.
Yeah, I think of it all the time.
That made me laugh so hard. Like,
it's the perfect articulation of, and if you're 25 listening to this, you'd think we're joking. But that display of going around a table showing people at four different ages and how a hangover hurts the next day. Like, Mandy's the young one, and she's like, hi, morning. And then Sarah, who's next?
Yeah, Sarah's next. She's like, please.
Sarah's hurts a little
she's
bit.
She's like, please stop talking. And then Judy's barely able to keep it together.
Yeah, and then Jordan's like asleep with glasses.
She's passed out, yeah. She's not even, like, she's like comatose. With glasses on. And it shakes her. Jordan Rooney. Jordan Licious.
A hangover is no joke anymore, Donald. We're in our 40s. No, it's like a two-day experience if you go big.
I get nervous when I don't get a hangover now. How about that?
What do you mean?
Like, if I drink and I don't get a hangover, I'm like, did I drink last night? You know what I mean?
You can't remember?
No, like, if I don't get a, like, sometimes I drink, and I drink water, you know, also when I drink, and so I won't have a hangover the next day. And that's always a refreshing thing, but I'm always worried, like, wait a second, but did I drink last night? Because
also, remember Casey once gave us these, like, it was such an old person thing. Casey's like, here, y'all, put this patch on. And the patch was like
vitamins and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm sure some of you listening have seen this before, but it's like, if you know you're going to go have a big party night, you put this patch on your skin and it's like giving you whatever nutrients so you don't get hungover.
Right.
I don't even know if it's psychosomatic or it really works, but I remember it was like such an old moment. We're all going out one night, like, you know, maybe before the pandemic. And Casey's like, all right, we know we're going to have a big night. She's passing out patches for us to put on our skin.
That should work though, man. I just had a nasty.
I don't know if it worked.
No,
it was just
I had a nasty taste in my mouth, though. That was the only thing. Like, I had like a vitamin taste in my mouth after, like the next day.
Do you really think that does anything? I guess I don't know.
I mean, if an IV does, why can't this?
Because IV is what you need, which is hydration. I don't know if the patch is hydration.
I mean, they've got all of these powders now that are out that you can hydrate yourself with. I don't know.
They got
dude.
This thing in LA. You know, you can come hire a guy in New York too. I'm sure it's all.
Yeah,
over
I
the
saw
world,
that Amanda
hire a guy
put
to come give you an IV.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that because there's no
dude. That's a baller move.
But listen, here's the thing, though.
That's a baller
move. You can
move.
Drink
you're hurting
all
and you
the
call
world.
The IV guy.
Yeah, but that's from drinking. That's from drinking. I'm talking about like, look, dude, you can drink a lot of water and still be dehydrated. You know what I mean? There's more to it, and so an IV is actually hydrating your system completely, like to the utmost, where you can't. Like you, there are people that drink gallons and gallons and gallons of water. Right, and piss it all out, and so you know what I mean.
Right, this is right into your bloodstream. Right. Water. I've never done that, by the way.
It's
I know
wonderful.
It's a thing.
It's awesome.
No, you've done that. Been hungover and got an IV.
No, I've gotten an IV after working out. Though. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days, even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply. Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that I think we've mentioned this on the show, but there was an old wives' tale that doctors listening or nurses listening, you might know if it's true or not, but that when doctors were so hungover that they would start an IV line on themselves, put the baggie under their armpit, right, and then put the jacket on and walk around and be just slowly squeezing it as they walked around.
I hope this story is true because I told a lot of people it was.
We've heard that. We heard that. We did hear that. I think JD said that was a real thing, the real JD. But I don't know. Maybe in 2021, that's frowned upon more than back in the day. But
no, man,
you know it works.
They labeled the thing as for the perfect hangover. Like, nobody's going out right now, but I guess people are drinking. And if you want to, I guess people are going out. Did you see that freaking concert? And where was that?
People are out.
Lollapalooza. Yeah. Did you see that shit? Holy cow.
Lollapadelta.
Lollapadelta.
I ain't trying to get no Lollapadelta.
Yo.
People are out in New York, but it's all in the streets. Every restaurant has a little hut built in front of it where you can go, drink and eat. And so it's outside. I mean, some people you can choose to eat inside, but I'm not doing that.
I'm not eating inside. I imagine it's a lot tougher in New York too, because that is a city where you eat out pretty much every night for the
most part. But I'm saying you're not inside. Like, you can have your meal. You know, now every single restaurant has outdoor seating because they're allowed to take over parking spots in front of the restaurant. So they've built a deck, you know, with walls. So everybody's got outdoor seating now.
Yeah. Can I just say, let's get back to the show. Yeah. Can I just say one thing? And I know it's cutting to the end, but the Dr. Dad plot thickens. Did you catch this?
The Dr. Dad musical is hilarious.
Did you catch how the plot thickens though?
Yeah, because Kelso's son has written a musical about his father called Dr. Dad.
That's successful. It's clear now that it's successful.
It's really doing well. I don't know where it is. It's like in Provincetown.
Right, something like that. Yes, it's doing very, very well. But
and go ahead. You can reveal.
Kelso's son is now dating the man, the gentleman. Playing the dad, his dad, Dr. Dad.
Dad. Yes.
The character, him.
The lines have been blurred.
Oh, no.
We need someone to one day write an essay that tracks every single thing that's happened to Kelso's son, because it just gets more and more crazy. But yes,
Kelso's son is sleeping with the star of his musical, Dr. Dad, the man playing Dr. Dad. Okay. All right. Now we reveal. We have an intervention, right?
Right. There's an intervention.
Because I'm a commitophobe. First of all, it's such bullshit that JD would not want to commit to Julie. She's amazing. She's perfect for him. I had a lot of trouble with this plot point just because she says that's so funny. I know that then there's an intervention and his friends are like, you're just making up a bullshit reason because you're a commitophobe. And then he finally says it, says all the right things, says, no, you are awesome and you're amazing and you're beautiful and you're funny and you're a dream girl. And she's like, whoa, whoa, calm down. I don't even know if I want commitment and babies and marriage.
Right.
And he's like, what now? What now?
Yeah. I think Uncle Buck was a great choice to try and get That's So Funny. That's one of the funniest movies in my lifetime.
I've never seen Uncle Buck. I'm sorry.
It might be dated now, but that's one of the... You've never
seen
Wow,
you should have seen Joel. Joel looked at me as though I said I'd...
I'm hurt by this.
Hurt an animal.
Uncle Buck is a classic. I'm hurt by this, actually, man.
Like, never seen Uncle Buck. Do I need to watch it? It'll hold up?
I don't know if it holds up. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but that is... It's Macaulay Culkin.
That's
in
what
it.
We choose. That's what we
John
choose.
John Candy plays Uncle Buck. Mm-hmm, like it's a John Hughes movie. Like what the fuck, dude? You've never seen Uncle Buck?
I've never seen it.
I think it holds up. It has been a minute. It's like I can't 100% guarantee. But
the kid, I'm the sure dude who played the boy who could fly, is the bad guy in it. You ever see The Boy Who Could Fly, Zach?
No, never saw The Boy
Who Could
Fly.
You guys never seen The Boy Who Could Fly?
Oh my goodness, we don't have Daniel here. What? Turn on your mic. Sorry about if you're breastfeeding. Hold on, let's
you
get the baby
seen
back.
The boy who
you
could...
got this.
Listen, this shit ain't...
Donald, I'm...
This shit ain't...
Donald, I have to get the babies back
oh
on their nipples.
Oh my God.
You got this.
You know who the star of The Boy Who Could Fly is? Yo, it's freaking... oh my gosh. It's the dude from The Boy Who Could Fly and... From The Facts of Life, the one who played Natalie. She's one of the stars in this movie. You never
oh,
seen...
Oh, really? I never...
You never seen The never, Boy Who Could Fly?
Wait, her name is on the tip of my tongue. What is it?
Mindy
yes,
Cohn.
Mindy
thank
Cohn.
You. Mindy okay. Cohn is also one of the stars. You've never seen The Boy okay. Who Could Fly.
Calm down. I'm going to write it down.
Is
right
Jay
now.
Savage is
in it?
Who...
Fred Savage?
Whoa. Okay, I'm in. How about the flashback to your girlfriend, Whitney the Snapper? And she's like, la mode.
Leave now.
Yeah, but that's such bullshit. She was a beautiful young
if
woman.
If anybody
you
snaps.
Kicking her out because she was
right,
a snapper.
You snap, we could still do it. And
only in a TV show is like, JD breaking up with Mandy Moore because she says that's so funny. But actually, the real reason at the end is more believable that she'd be like, oh, I don't. Want anything you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it
no,
up.
She's
like, I don't know that I want marriage
like,
and
I'm
kids.
Not there yet. And JD's already thinking about it. And she's not at all.
I know, but again, it was a little like, so dude, it's so early. You bought a deck together. Like, calm down.
It all but it,
this is when my producer head goes, oh, clearly Mandy could only do two episodes.
No, it goes back to the first it goes back to the first one. It's a two-parter. Elliot warned you that this is gonna happen. You go in too deep, too fast.
I know, but I tried, bro. I tried to commit to this one.
Yeah, and she said you went too fast. You did go too fast. At the end, ultimately at the end, you've gone too fast.
Yeah, you did go too fast. Yeah. He's sort of a dick to her at the end.
I mean.
He says that joke that's so mean.
He's a dick to her the whole time. Kind of.
What does he say?
She fell off the deck and he doesn't even go to help her. He was a dick the whole time.
No, there's like a, there's something like, I go, but she's not saying that's so funny now or something like that. By the way, who says this? Ask him if he remembers me from my pelvic exam about the hot gynecologist.
That shit.
I think that was
Sarah. Sarah says that shit. She goes, tell him if he remembers me from my pelvic exam as Judy's walking in and she yells it again. Tell him.
Yeah. And then what are the context when she says, I like to keep a clean shop.
Right. That's right. So she's they're having a conversation about she goes, so let me tell you about my first exam. He's down there and I'm like, and he says this. And then I look at him and I say, well, I like to keep a clean shop. And then he looks at me and says, right, it was her describing.
That shit was so funny. Yeah. Sarah, there's something about the way Sarah's vocal and intonation is in this episode that's just being extra funny. I can't do it, but she's like, well, I do like to keep a clean shop.
Right. She's amazing.
She's so funny. Chris, what about Krista showing up in
the schoolgirl outfit?
Yeah, with pigtails. Yes. Call me JJ.
That shit was... I really got to tell you, man, I feel like Judy did an excellent job as the storyteller this episode. You know, and I think Bill thought this could work, and it didn't, but because it was taken, it's taken out of the main characters, maybe the audience didn't buy it. But it seems like when watching the show, if you're a part of this group and you do the voiceover, it works. You know what I mean? All of us, it worked. You know what I mean? It really did.
It's a great conceit.
Yeah. But when we went into season 9, for some reason, people had a hard time.
Well, it's a big ask. Right. I mean, I think if you designed season 9 again, you might give it. I understand the reasoning.
Right.
It's the story of a young kid coming into the world. That's what people responded to.
Right.
But I think, you know, there might be some thought to like having it be you
or
having
it be Sarah. Right.
Yeah. Why, or Johnny.
Or Judy.
Even, you know.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course, anybody. Or Neil.
Right.
Although Neil was gone.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I think that's where.
It put too much on Carrie Bichet's shoulders. She's a wonderful actress and very, very talented.
But there was just so much history with all of us.
Right. And you were asking the audience to embrace a new character that they didn't just spend 8 years with. And they're like, no, fuck this. Which I understand with this much hindsight.
Yeah. 2020.
The show ends with the legendary Carrie Brothers song Ride, which is a really, really good song. Which we'll end the show with today.
I also want to say the way the show also ends is metaphorically is great too. JD is having this dilemma and all of these people rush to his aid to help him with this girl. Mm. Carla really has the big dilemma. You know what I mean? She's the one that's really going through it. JD's going through something that he didn't want to be with the girl anyway. And they wound up breaking up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Carl is really going through it. There's a possibility that because of her age, she might not be able to have kids. And when JD's talking and he's telling everybody about what happened with Julie, and Carl is not paying attention, and she goes up to him and goes, "You're doing, don't let this one get away," whatever she says, "this one's a keeper," and runs off. It really does put in perspective, you know. This dude's going through so much, but it's really trivial compared to what she's going through in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah, but it's all relative. I mean, you really can't compare.
It's apples to oranges, no doubt, but.
No, but I'm saying, like, I hear what you're saying, but it's unfair to compare anyone's, whatever the tragedy in someone's life is, to somebody else's. You know, I have these moments where I'm, you know, whining to Amanda Klutz about something, and I catch myself and I go, oh my God, I feel so stupid. I'm complaining about this to you. Look at what you've gone through. And she's like, no, that's, you can't think of it like that. Everyone's problems are relative.
Right.
And I'm sitting here and I want to help you, and I want to advise you with whatever's going on with your life. And just like you advise me. And so, you know, it's all, we all have to be there for each other. Some people's problems in the macro will of course be way greater than others. But it's a good thing to remember. It's a good thing to remember when you're complaining about some bullshit like an ice cream truck, and then there's people sleeping on the street.
I heard that. That's real talk.
But I'm still going to snip that fucking wire.
You should. Go for yours.
I'm going to leave him a crisp hundy and be like, sorry, this is for repairs next week. Next week.
All right, let's go to break.
We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with Donald Faison, the star of Clueless.
Hey! Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back!
And we're back!
And a rap with little old me, Lamar. And a rap by little old me, Lamar. And a rap by...
Lambda, 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 and...
Uh-huh. Omega Moo. Hey, guys.
Daniel fucked up.
Joel and Daniel fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Here's what really happened is that our collective team that never fucks up finally decided to fuck up.
They finally decided to make it happen.
And I feel bad for the caller that is the recipient of your fuck up. They probably told all their friends and family they were going to be on Fake Doctors, Real Friends.
But guess what? You're not on tonight. You're not on today.
I'm so sorry.
It's Joel and Daniel had a mix up about who was recording. What, Daniel?
I wasn't there, so
okay.
I
so Joelle had a mix-up.
It's all me. It's all me. I own it. It's my mistake.
Joelle had an audio mix-up and did not record the poor caller who's told all their friends and family they're going to be on Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Joelle, you better send them some GT's kombucha or something. Right, something.
I will get them something.
You better. Something. Will you please take the iHeart credit card and get them something? Because
and if
people,
you don't want to buy them,
I don't know
something,
if Big Daddy
Will
would appreciate.
Will, you can buy. They can buy me something.
Give them a Hyundai, for God's sakes.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
Well, anyway, we're very sorry to you, the audience, and the caller, because we just don't have the audio. It doesn't exist. Joelle, you never mess up.
but you did.
Well,
mess up.
I'm gonna say this. It'll be a very interesting show. But I don't fault Joelle for it. I fault Daniel for not being there for
it. It's my fault. I fully take
place
the
of
blame.
The caller.
File got corrupted.
In place of where the caller would go, we're now gonna play the Casey song because it's a bop.
Hey.
Casey, come down here. I don't know nothing about raising these fools, so tell me what to do. I don't know nothing about raising these kids, and that's what it is.
On that note,
all right.
We love you guys.
On that note, we love you. Where do they buy t-shirts, Joelle? Tell them. There's all sorts of merch in the shop.
There you go, Cotton Bureau. You type in fake doctors, and it's going to pop right up, y'all. Dope shirts. So many of you have sent me so many like sweatshirts and like little t-shirts with my face on it. That's wild to me, guys.
You can buy a Joelle Monique onesie for your child. There's all sorts of cool stuff. You go to cottonbureau.com and then search for fake doctors and you'll see all our wacky, silly merch. We love you. We care about you. Be safe. Be kind. Donald.
Respect.
Respect is right. And here to play us out is the amazing Carey Brothers with his song Ride.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.